This is Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be talking about our winter TBR. Can't believe winter's already here.
I know. The year has gone by so fast.
It's crazy. Jinx! but yeah, then we'll be doing our fall TBR update. I can't wait. Okay, but first, let's talk about what we're currently reading.
Okay, I'm currently reading Glow by Raven Kennedy. It's the fourth book in the Plated Prisoner series, and I'm about like 40% finished. I've been reading it on my Kindle and then listening to it on Spotify. And the audiobooks for her books are really cool on Spotify, because even when you're in like a female chapter, if a man talks, it's a man's voice.
I love that.
Which is, every audiobook should be like that.
I know, I don't get it. Like, when they don't do that.
Yeah, but I'm loving the series so far. It's really good. It reminds me of Throne of Glass a little bit.
Oh, interesting. I haven't had Throne of Glass experience yet, but that's cool. Do you think, like, read that before Throne of Glass? Or no?
No.
Okay.
You need to read Throne of Glass ASAP and Fourth Wing ASAP.
Oh my gosh, maybe. Maybe I should put that on my winter TBR.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm currently reading New Moon, the second Twilight book. And honestly, I think I keep saying this in each episode. I haven't been able to pick up physical books in the season right now because of like all of our Bible studies and stuff. Like, we're always on the go. So popping in an audiobook is like my go-to way right now, sadly. But Bible studies are ending in like 2 weeks. Sad, but not sad, because then I get to pick up books again. I can't wait. So, New Moon. Literally, I think I opened it a week ago, and to this day, I've read like 63 pages. But I did just finish Quicksilver on audio. I heard it was better audio, but yo, that book was not for me. It was so sexually charged, like the banter. And it was terrible, worthless. But then I'm so sad because, like, I was looking forward to Brimstone.
Now you're probably not going to read it.
Yeah, but I own Quicksilver. So it's like, do I get Brimstone and finish the story? I don't know. And
well, that might be more than two books.
So. Oh, that's true. But I'm also, I think I haven't been liking books I read on audio. And I don't know if that's because it's on audio. I've had good audio experiences, but maybe not every book needs to be an audiobook. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Like, I personally, I always rate books on Audible or like audio lower. Like when I read on my Kindle, like reading Glow right now, I enjoy it a lot better than listening to it. But I listen to it because I'm in my car so much recently, and I haven't had a ton of time to read because I have new kids on my caseload and my day is just jam-packed. Like, I have like barely any time to do my notes. So personally, I think audio experience is like not as good as reading. So that could be why.
I don't know. I think maybe it would have hit harder, some of the plot details, which is kind of why I want to read the second one. But I do think some of them were kind of obvious in the first book.
You should read the second book, and then you can be like, okay, did I actually hate Quicksilver because I listened to it, or was it just not a good book?
You know? Like, physically read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. And then, what else am I reading? Oh, Evidence of the Affair, Taylor Jenkins Reid. It's an hour and 20-minute audiobook, so it's like a little novella. It's the telling of these two people's spouses. Going through an affair through their letters that they write each other. And it's like in 1970s. Yeah, 1970s. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm glad it's not like the book is about the people. Like, it's not the point of view of the people having an affair. Because if it was, I would not be picking it up.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering where it's going to go. I'm like, why'd she even write this? I think it's like 200 pages.
And it's short. So, yeah.
And it was like free on Kindle Unlimited, like audiobook. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I need something to listen to. And I was like, oh, I could finish this in a day. And then I listened to like 20 minutes. So maybe I'll finish that today on my drives. But yeah.
There you go. Okay. I have Beer Town by Frederick. Oh my gosh. Backman? Is that his name?
I say Bachman, but
Bachman?
you do
Hey, Beer
you.
Town. I've had this book on my shelf forever. But I've been waiting to read it for the winter time. So, first one on my winter TBR, Beer Town.
I have the same, like, I have that on my list too. I was gonna read it during the summer, but then you were like, I think it's like a wintry book. So,
Well, it's about like a hockey town, like ice hockey.
yeah, so
And
like,
so, and like the cover is very wintry.
yeah, and it's probably like natural ice rinks, not like indoor,
Oh, yeah.
right? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. So, good call there, Emma.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I guess my quote unquote first one. I'm trying to see which one's going to be the best. I'm looking forward to Christmas Tree Farm and Gingerbread Bakery by Laurie Gilmore. It's the Dream Harbor series. I hated Strawberry Patch Pancake House, but I really liked Pumpkin Spice Cafe. It was way better than Strawberry, so maybe that's why I liked it so much. I mean, they are spicy, but obviously I skipped those scenes. Yeah, I mean, I guess the plots aren't that. What's the word? I don't know. They're not that challenging. It's just like,
It's a cute
yeah,
romance.
like Hallmark, I guess. Yeah, super
Yeah.
Hallmark. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. The next one I have is Fake Skating by Lynn Painter. Because I've been waiting to buy it because I'm waiting for it to come on paperback, first of all. And I don't know, ice skating, skating, I'm just like, it's like winter.
Yeah.
So.
I almost bought it the other day. My husband was like, it was our anniversary, and he's like, go buy a book for our anniversary. That would be my present to you. And I was like, okay. And I was like, wait, I can only buy one book? And he's like, well, whatever money you spend, I'm going to spend on music stuff. So I was like, bruh,
That's funny.
$40 in music stuff. That's crazy. So I only bought one book. What did I buy? Oh, I got Good Spirits, which is on my TBR. But yeah, Fake Skating is on my winter TBR. But I wish I got it. I wish I grabbed it instead. Oh, man.
I
'Cause
love Lynn Painter.
I own all of her books in hardback. So we're missing one of the
But
team.
you still haven't read a
I
one.
haven't. Nope.
You need to.
What do you have on your shelves you have not read? Crescent City. Okay, hop off, girl.
Girl, but you have like
70 books.
70 books you haven't read. I have like, I think 10.
Okay, because I know those books are gonna be good. So I have to own them so that I can get to them.
I know, but you keep reading books that are just eh,
Yeah, I know.
and not reading the good books you actually have.
I'm intimidated.
You just gotta do it. You gotta jump in.
Fine. Okay, so my next one is Good Spirits by BK Borison. I'm glad I waited to read this because it came out in October, but it's like a Ghost of Christmas Past, but romance.
Yeah, that's on mine too. That was gonna be my next one.
Yeah.
So, piggybacking off you.
I know it's like ghosty, so I could read it now. I am feeling like all the Christmas vibes. Like I'm really holding off, but I am excited for this one because I loved First Time Caller. Oh, I wish you would read that one first so that you can get to know BK Borson that way. But you're probably going to read Good Spirits first, aren't you?
Probably.
And then I think there's a second one of this already. Is that right?
There's a second one for First Time Caller coming out,
Yeah.
or it's already out.
I want to say that Good Spirits is also like an interconnected series.
Oh, maybe.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me. Okay, what's your next one?
My next one is The Blonde Who Came In From the Cold by Allie Carter. I loved The Blonde Identity by her, and so yeah, I just it's like the next book, I guess, and I don't know if it's interconnected. I don't think it's about the same people. Not really sure, but it's spy, funny, so I'm excited.
Yeah, the blonde on the front of the cover is the same one as the pink one.
So maybe it is about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the maybe like the setting of those books was really good. Maybe like execution wasn't that great. I think I remember like rating it like 3 stars.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's also on my TBR. You have to get the next one. You have to get
Yeah.
the next book.
Especially like if you enjoyed the first book.
Yeah. It's different too. It's a spy romance.
Yeah, a spy romance. And you're like, it was funny and it was really short. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, why not?
I don't think I've read anything like it.
Yeah, neither
and
have I.
I could definitely see it becoming a movie. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how, like, when I was reading it, it was a movie in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, yeah, pretty cool. Okay, my next one is A Court of Frost and Starlight. The fourth
Avatar.
I know. Well, like, I started reading it in the summer, and it's like my feet were crunching the snow beneath my boots, and I was like, okay, I can't do that. Like, it's like 100 degrees outside. I can't imagine snow right now. So I like soft DNF'd it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're getting back. So maybe that'll send me into Silver Flames.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Hopefully.
I know.
You gotta finish it.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. My next one is The Last Letter by Rebecca Yarros.
Oh.
I'm actually like dog sitting for my parents in January for like 10 days. And I think I'm going to read this book during that time because I'll be by myself because I think Tanner's going to stay here at least some of the time. I just want to be by myself crying reading this book.
That is so funny. Hopefully you'll be able to time it with like your cycle.
I know.
Oh, that's so funny. I'm still intimidated by that book. Okay. My next one is The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah.
That's a good pick.
Thank
for
you.
For fall.
Good.
I mean, winter.
Yeah. I'm excited. I've been intimidated by it. I loved Kristen Hannah with The Women. We all know that. And I just hear it's, like, really good.
It is really good.
I'm so excited. I wanted to read it during the fall, but I just haven't gotten to it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get to it by the end of November. But, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first Chris and Hannah book.
Which one's your favorite out of the two?
Well, it's really hard because The Women was like really fast paced and The Nightingale's slow. But I love World War II stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard to choose. Okay, my next one is Crescent City by Sarah J. Maas. I'm gonna at least read the first book and see. Because I have it, because one of my parents at work gave it to me. So I'm gonna read it. And yeah.
Are they wintry at all? Or you're like, I just need to read it now?
I don't know. I think it's just, well, I actually asked her like this last week. I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna read Crescent City in the wintertime. Is that a good time to read it? And she was like, oh yeah. I was like, okay. So I don't know if it's like winter themed, but like I like fantasy during the wintertime, like fall and winter. And so I'll be fine.
Cool.
Either way.
My next one is Winter Street by Ellen Hildebrand. I guess it's like winter in Nantucket. I don't know. I know nothing. But I found it at half price, hardcover, like perfect condition. So I just snagged it because that was actually going to be my first Ellen Hildebrand. But then The Academy came out and I prioritized that one. So hopefully you have a better experience than The Academy.
I think you will.
Oh my gosh, that was rough. And then like The Winter, it's like a 4-book interconnected series. Yeah. And literally says winter in it. So I'm excited for something legitimately winter.
Yeah, that'll be fun. You'll have to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my next one is The Favorites by Lane Fargo. I've been wanting to read this book since it came out. I just haven't. It's about like ice skating. So I have a lot of skating books.
Have you ever read ice skating books?
No. No.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, The Favorites. I don't really know anything about it besides like I think it's like an ice skating like partnership. I don't know.
Like romance or?
I think it's romance, like fiction, contemporary romance maybe.
You have to tell me how it is.
I will.
I'm scared because I've been wanting to read it too since like the summer.
I'll read it first and I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's how I read The Blonde. What is it? The Blonde Identity? Yeah, you read it first and then told me about it. My next one is And Now Back to You, which is connected to The First Time Caller that we were talking about earlier. It's the second book, but I think it's about different characters. But it seems like television program. The first one was about like a radio program where like you call in to the radio and then he talks to you and gives you love advice.
Mm-hmm.
And so now back to you. I don't know. I'm guessing like news, what do you call them? Reporters.
Yeah.
I don't know. Falling in love. I don't know. But she is so funny. There in the first time caller, there was a lot of smut, like 13 pages straight insanity. But I just skipped that. And yeah. The plot was still really good.
Okay.
It was about a single mom, and that was my first, like, single parent trope mm-hmm. book. And I still liked it. It was so good. So, yeah, I think it's, like, a B.K. Borison. She's got some kind of magic.
Okay.
Even though, yeah, I feel like single parent trope's not my thing.
Yeah.
But she just writes magically. It's so good.
Okay. I will read it. Maybe I should add it to my TBR.
Which one?
First Time Caller. For, like, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, it's loosely Valentine's Day. Like, it talks about there being Valentine's Day decorations still up.
Okay.
So, yeah, you could read it by the end of February.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And then read Now Back to You, because that comes out February 24th.
I'll read it back to back. Yeah. Boom. Okay, I have two more.
Okay.
My next one is Night and the Moth by Rachel Gillig. I loved One Dark Window. By her and Two Twisted Crowns, and so I'm excited to read The Night and the Moth by her, because her writing was so good. So
yeah. I kind of, you say that and I'm like, I want some fantasy.
Read Fourth Wing.
Okay.
if you need fantasy, read Fourth Wing.
I'm reading Twilight. That's fantasy, but it's like, it's not hitting the same.
It's mainly romance, I feel like.
Yeah. My next one is, well, I'm trying to decide if I really want to read this. It's called The Frozen River. I think it's a historical fiction. The cover is snowy. Obviously, it's frozen. I don't know. It looks cool. And, like, a lot of ratings. I want to say, like, 700,000 ratings.
Oh, wow.
4 stars. Yeah.
Oh, so it's like, probably really good.
Yeah, I know. And you said you had one more?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your next one?
In Your Dreams by Sarah Adams, finishing off the Win in Rome, like, interconnected series.
Are you sad about it?
I'm not, like, sad. I've loved the first three books.
Yeah.
And so I'm just excited to get, who is it? Is it Madison?
I think so.
I'm excited to get her story.
Mm-hmm.
Her and, what's his face?
I think it's so funny how you started the series.
Literally thinking it was like Rome, Italy. Yeah. It wasn't. Ha.
Kentucky.
Rome, Kentucky. And it's funny because I lived in Kentucky for a year.
Uh-huh.
And I hated it.
That's so funny. Ugh. Gross. Okay.
But that's like my priority TBR. I gave myself, I have 9, so I gave myself room to add some as my mood changes.
Okay. I have like 1 left on my priority TBR. But the rest are, like, if I get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Frozen River was, like, if I get to it. But my priority is The Housemaid. Because
yes, the movie.
Yes, by Freda McFadden, because it's coming out, like, I think Christmas Day or so.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I need to read that before I watch the movie.
Yeah.
Movie date. But, yeah, then I have Holiday Ever After. Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
It's going around, like, Bookstagram. And then Conform, Brady Lockerbie.
Okay, I saw her reading that, and I was like, what is it? And I just said, want to read.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's fantasy, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know either.
I think there's, like, a love triangle or something, because she's, like, Team Colin or Team So-and-so.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm like, oh, I love that. I love when you're, like, torn between two people.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I love it. So I don't know if it's love triangle or what.
Yeah, I added it to like my want to read on Goodreads.
She rated it 5 out of 5 stars. I was like, that's a good book.
Yeah.
So.
But she also rated the Academy 4 stars. So.
Oh, because she's a Ellen Hildebrand.
Yeah, I know.
Fan junkie. Yeah. Ugh. I don't know.
We'll see.
Okay. Okay. And then I haven't read. I think it's like Pumpkin Spice and Everything Nice, but it's a clean romance, fall romance. Maybe I should read it first. I don't know. But then she has like a wintry one. It's called Meant to Be, like peppermint, meant to be. I thought that was so cute. And I found them like on the very bottom shelf at Barnes and Noble, and they just stuck out. They're so cute. And I was like, oh, let me like add that to my TBR. And I didn't even know that they were clean. And so that would be like my first clean romance.
Yeah.
And since it's meant to be, I need to make sure that I don't need to read the first one.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's so cute. I'm
Yeah.
excited. I
That's
want a
so
clean
fun.
one.
I know. Well, Sarah Adams writes pretty clean,
Yeah.
like closed door stuff.
Yeah. That'll be fun. And then my last one, which honestly I might just wipe off my TBR, but it's Wuthering Heights because there was a movie coming
Oh,
out in February.
okay. I didn't know Jacob Elordi played the guy, and I love him.
Have you seen the trailer though?
I did when I, and I was like, oh, because I've never read it. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, and like it's I started listening to the audiobook, it's just so boring. He's talking about like finding a new house. And but that did not correlate with the movie
The
trailer.
trailer was all sexual tension.
Yeah.
It was like,
And it was like imaginative. It wasn't like they were actually experiencing it, I think.
I don't remember. But like either way, I'm like, oh my gosh. This is reminds me of like the 50 Shades of Grey
Yes,
trailer,
it
you
was
know?
terrible. It was so bad.
So,
It's not our thing.
no.
Oh man. That
Because
was
that stuff
messy.
makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. And like watching it in a room full of strangers.
Yeah.
What the heckin'?
Yeah.
Sorry. No offense to anyone, but yeah, that was messy. I was so surprised because it's like a classic by Charlotte Bront or something. Bronte, I don't know how you say their name. But I'm pretty sure they weren't writing that back in 1800s.
Probably not the way it was portrayed, but I love Jacob Oh my gosh, I can't talk. Jacob Elordi. I love him.
Yeah.
Anything he's in, besides maybe that, I'll watch.
Yeah, I like him and I liked Margot Robbie. I
Yeah.
was so excited for this. But then when I saw the legit trailer in the theater, I was like, no way. I cannot even. And so I'm like, does the book have that stuff? I have to look it up.
I wonder if there's like a Wuthering Heights like reimagined, and maybe that's what the movie's about.
Probably. It's probably like a modern take.
Yeah.
Ugh. So sad. All right, well, that was my winter TBR.
Yeah.
See if I get to it.
Yeah, we'll see if we read them all.
Yeah, I feel like there wasn't a lot of like wintry options this year. Like
Yeah.
all the
There was a lot of fall stuff.
yeah, highly anticipated reads were like all earlier in the year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not really looking forward to too much this winter. Maybe like Good Spirits, that's it. And even then, I'm not really into ghost stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe it'll be done really good. So.
Yeah, I hope so. I love BK Borson. Oh, you know what? I can't wait to talk about our November book club pick.
Oh, same.
I
I
can't wait to talk
loved
to you.
it. I loved it.
I
It's
keep
so
having to
good.
like train my tongue to not talk to you about it. We are reading what do you call it? If It Makes You Happy
Yeah.
by Julie Olivia for our November book club. So if you haven't read it yet, jump on it.
Yeah.
And I think the episode will come out like November 28th. So you got, I don't know, 2 weeks to read it by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, it's really good. I listened to it. It was really good, so y'all should read
Did they have
it.
the male voice, the female voice?
Not in like the, I mean, there's a male and a female that narrate it, but it's not like within the chapter.
Okay. So just, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. That was such a good book.
It was
And
good. I
like,
really liked
it was
it.
500 pages and I physically read it. Woohoo! Yeah. All right.
Thanks
Well,
for listening.
thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.